Hey, Bays in Sukkah continued. Chavtes Nisan Etoshim M. Al of May 3rd, 1981 on Sunday continued.
כדימוך אבו בספר, לכתוב עשור אבוי מחרים, תשע אבוי מחרים, ובשם זה מפניסי, כי בפרישס, so this is it, here the price it doesn't mention, מחווה, אבויקס, because it doesn't serve any purpose, because since it's been השמושה, זה מצווה דיים, and it's also to make an actual חושה, היא בין השמושה, זה מצווה דיים, so we may, all we can do is just to be קרי השם, but an actual force he cannot make. So of what avail will be the hero? Suppose he is Michal. So what will he accomplish by it? Even if he is Michal, he will still have to wait till after Shabbos. He cannot drink up all the wine. He still has to wait. He has to leave a substantial portion of wine for after Shabbos, and then to pour up after Shabbos the Maise, the Trumon, the Maise Rishon, the Maise Sheni, and if he doesn't do that, if he doesn't realize an ultimate Tafosh, an ultimate Pong Lot, so everything will be determined with Mafreya to be terrible. So mainly, of what avail will be the Chilmos. Because if he could drink all the wine, so then the Chilmos, Maise Sheni, and Noyes could serve a purpose. In order to be able to drink all the wine. But he cannot drink all the wine anyway, because suppose he drinks up all the wine in the back. So then it will be determined retroactively that all the wine he drank was there, because he was Kiri Hashem, that portion of wine that will be called up at the Shabbos. But if he drinks up all the wine on Shabbos, so then there is nothing to pour off. So mainly it will be Hufali Matfeya, that no Kriya Shem was halal anything. Because the Kriya Shem is contingent upon the subsequent actual act of atrocious, of pouring off. So mainly, since he has to leave a substantial portion of the wine anyway, in order to pour off the Tulugin Trumo, the Ten Lugin, the Ten Lugin Maisavishen, the Nine Lugin Maisasheni. So mele, so of what avail will be the chibur and mois like and mois? He cannot drink all that wine anyway. All right. Now, okay. Now we should go by the gemoras, the thesis mentions in the next thesis. I mean, gemara nitin, gemara nukamim, gemara nukheres, gemara leilim. It's a very basic subject.
Shir Pei Gimel in Sukkah, Aleph Iyar Hitov Shimim Aleph, May 5th, 1981,
on Tuesday. So many gemaras, all of the shas, about the prayer. Now, I just wanted to, two things that I omitted to say last time in the Shia. In respect to the thesis, that for Gimel Medallah, they clearly care. So, I forgot to mention in connection with this thesis. Now, thesis is the kasha at the end. You know about it. Thesis is the kasha. We told the Dante, what the hell after the real belief? The deal in the time will be magnum veya. Hechadon, vishlo yemagye, shem natsat. ela veio, o Maia e o Mishmiel, o tempo que o Mishmiel, que Shakeva Sosa. So, because there is a loche that Kevar is in Tame. Of course, Kevar is only in Tame if the mess is inside the Kevar. Now, if the mess is inside the Kevar, so then why do we have to resort to Mas Kevar? So the mess is in Tame. Well, the answer is, suppose there is a Halva Kevar that is that large, and the mess only occupies this portion of the Kevar, but the open Kevar is larger. So if somebody will be Maya, neged the Kevah, but not neged the mess, he'll also become Tommy. So in other words, if somebody will touch the Kevah, not neged the mess, but neged where the mess is not placed, as long as it's neged the halal HaKevah, the Kevah is also, but neged the halal HaKevah, so it will be time. That's the effect of Tumas Kevah. But of course, if you take, if you are fan of the mess, then it's not a Kevah. So it's a here to four Kevah. But as long as the mess is kept in the Kevah, even though, let's say, suppose the Kevah is very wide, and the mess doesn't occupy the whole width of the Kevah. So the whole Kevah is mitam. So, Tesis Kashi is, why do we have to resort to the special Zelzakos? Al Pnei Asot, that Gero is mitam, according to Tesis Pshat, what does Gero mean? The Eben, that is placed upon the open Kever and that covers the Kever, so maybe without the Zelzakos of Gero being mitam. So, it should be mitam, mitzat Kever, without recourse to the Xerosakosu of Gelu Mimitam. So that's the discussion. The Gelu, the Tzokhu Dabi, Hodova Pergeva, Eke, the Gelu Mimitam, the Mago Beya, Hekadon, Bishon, the Mage, Shem Nazar, Elo Beya, Maya, Mishim Gela, Tempo Klim, Shim Shakira Soso, the Tali, the Mother Pergim, God, who became there, Zukera Soso, the Amunon Tuba Bikas, the Ewa Bikas, and the Kades. So Teya says, Veilema, Heichadina Mez Bekele, Adilese, Nikim, Nikam, Shingela, Dafu, Nikisi, Nishpok, Nitumelot, Nikim, Nikam. So, Veilema, Name, Kikim, Veilema, Chutz, Nikela. In other words, suppose the Eben, the ball, the beam, protrudes above the Kela. In other words, it doesn't mean Chutz, Nikela doesn't mean Chutz, the mess. But it means chutz the open kever. So that's Toya. Kidamurino, in Tobia, can be that Pesa. Don't you come to see Rosso Ishin of the Kever into our Bratwakin? Hai Kishinos no Akever. Miume died, the Kulik can be that Pesa. But our body can have been given to the Aikan Success, but really, we need what's in the Mema. The needs to live with my girl, our girl, can make it Mechitis Akever. Shagel Mulahalay. The Ava Pishin, my girl, can make it whole Akever. Is Tomei Mishim Imayel HaGelel, Vim Imshom Gelel, so is Tomei, Imshom Gelel here. In other words, suppose you have the Kever, Dogim the Karke, the Kever, and you have, let's say, the Kisli HaKever inside the Yoras HaKever, you have the Kisli, and then this is the Gelel, this is the Gelel. Now, so without the Zerosakosu, the Gelo is Mitame. So if somebody will be Mayo here, so it's because Gelo, because he has. We Mayo here. But suppose if we Mayo here, these are the Kisri Hakev. So the open camera is here. So as a result of the Zerosakosu, the Gelo will be there. So he will be Tome even if he's Mayo here. He's Mayo here. If he's Mayer here, so we don't have to resort to the Zerosakosu of Gela, because of Gela, so. But suppose he'll be Mayer here, so then only because of the Zerosakosu of Gela, he'll be comfortable. Now, so this is Taisa Shite. Now, why doesn't Taisa say that we have to resort to the Zerosakosu, that Gela is Nitama, in the case where there is a Pesach Tefach, let's say. In other words, we say two more mitzvahs of Tetzaseh says the Kashi. So he says, And this is in the catch. بیش از مادر شد از دوره یا مادر میشیم گیلا تیپ کوی میشیم چه با سوسم بیتانی بیاز پر میکنیم گلو اون بیکه به از اون که با سوسم دیام دیو تو ما بیکاس میل بیکاس میادس بیکاس میادس so why doesn't Tetsu say we have to resort to a sakoso that Gaon is Mitame, because if there had been a Sakos in Gaon Mitame, and the basis of Keva Sosom being Mitame, so why should it be Mitame? Because Veilo. But we say only Tumori Tsutso is because Veilo, because Vieres. Tumori Tsutso is because Veilo, because Vieres. But if it's not a Tumori Tsutso, if there is a Pesach Tepach, if let's say that if there is a whole Tepach, from the upper surface of the mess up to the oven, there is a whole tefach, so then it's not a tumor tzitzo. So the melee is not a tumor tzitzo. So without it, there's a kosum. Without it, there's a kosum from Galel, it will be mitame, but only as a result of the there's a kosum from Galel, so it's mitame. So it's mitame. So why does the thesis mention the parent? So we see from this thesis, the thesis agrees with the sheet of the Rambam. There is a machleket between the Rambam and the Raya. In other words, the sheet of the Rambam means that kevera is a kevera sosum is mitame even between the mess and the covering that is placed upon the kevera. So let's say if there is a mess here and then there is a covering. And between the mess and the covering, the oven that covers the kever, there is a whole tefach. So we still say, because we are, because we are. Because we are, because we are. The Raya Chita means, in Perifor, in Rasumas Mess, that in such a case, if there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering of the kever, so then we do not say, because we are. Because we only say Gabe Tumoritsuso. What does Tumoritsuso mean? It's fully compact. There is no whole depth. But in between the mess is here, and then this is the covering, the oven, or the beam, that covers the open kebab. And between the mess and the covering, the oven, that covers the kebab, there is a whole tefah, or more than a tefah. So then, according to the Raive, we do not say because they will because we are. Now, this is the Shitas Raive. We say like, on the contrary, the Shitas HaRambam is that when is Keber Sosum Mitame Ad Rokia, that is that came, there is a whole Tepach Al Tepach. So he says, the Rambam says in the Zayin, Milchastumas Mes, Halocha Dalet, the Rambam says as follows, in a Keber Mitame Mikon Svivo, Aki Yeshom, Chol tefach al tefach, al rum tefach. Afilu yigbiya habinyen, al gabei chol tefach, ad lirokia hakel tomo, lifi shehakel tikep. So on the contrary, it's just the reverse of the right. The Rambam Shita is just the reverse. In other words, when do we apply the tumen of kever al sosum as such, that in between the mess and the covering of the kever, there is a whole tefach. There is a whole tefach. In other words, it has to be, in order to be mitame, on the basis of kever, it has to have a shem eil tumen. In other words, if it doesn't have a whole tefach, it's not eil. So if, let's say, the open kever, if there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering of the open kever, So then it's an eil tumen, and then it can be mitame on the basis of kever sosum. But if there is no Chotefach, it's not a Dior Tume. So it cannot be Mitam. So the Rambam says, in Akeva Mitam, in Mikol Tzivo, Achivie Shom Cholol, Tefach al Tefach, there has to be a hollow, a Tefach, a cube Tefach, Tefach al Tefach, Algum Tefach. Algum, Afiru Yidbiya, Binyan Al-Gabi Chol Tefach, Adli Rokia, Hakel Tome, Lifish, Hakel Tikev. So in other words, even if the, let's say, suppose, one big makes a mirror in the carpet that is very, very deep, and then at the bottom of the mirror he places the mess, and then there is 100 amos hollow between the mess and the covering of the mirror of the cave. So if somebody will be mired on top of that mirror, he'll become covered because it's tumo mitzutzo, so it's because they have a tumo. So he says, "Hoi so tumo mitzutzo, v'lo hoi shom chol tefach." So is tumo because meile because miredes. V'intome yelo anigia kineged atumo milmailo, o ya mailo oleo milmailo, o ya anigia kineged milmato. Avo mago imashe eilo lo milmato. Avo anigia vitzide habinye istoy. In other words, suppose there is no whole tefach between the mess and the covering of the kever, of the miore, so then it still is mitame be'el, but then it's mitame be'el only connected. In other words, suppose you have dug in inside the karaki, you dug in a miore, a kever, and then you put a covering upon the kever, and suppose the mess is here. So if there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering, so then not only the one is mayor kineget, the kever, but even if his mayor kineget has dodim, he is also coming. But if, now, according to Tesis here, so Tesis says, that why will the Mehayo Kineged Hatzdodim be Tomei? Because of the Xeras HaKosuv, of Gila. But on the basis of the Tumei of Keva Soso, or the Kevea, the Torah says, so then only the Mehayo Kineged Hatzdodim so will be Tomei. But the Mehayo Kineged Hatzdodim, he are not. So Tesis says the same thing as the Rambam, but there is one difference. According to the Rambam, so the Aroche of Tumas Kever implies that not only the Mayor Kineged HaKever becomes Tomei, but the Mayor Kineged HaZgodim, here, if the Mayor here, Kineged HaZgodim, he'll also become. According to the Rambam. According to Tesis, so, and from the point of view of Tumas Kever, so only the Mayel Kineged HaKever will be Tomei. But the Mayel Kineged HaZgodim will not be Tomei. But why is it Tomei? Because of the Xeras HaKosuv of Gila. Now, the Shittas HaRambam is, I forgot to mention it, the Shittas HaRambam is that Tumas Gila V'Deifek is only in the Rabbah. Tumas Gila V'Deifek is only in the Rabbah. In other words, so there is a machlekel between the Kesef Mishneh and the Rabbahs. What's the pshat in the Rambam? Because Mishneh, according to the Kesef Mishneh, when the Rambam says that Tumas Gila V'Deifek is only in the Rabbonon, so then it means in the Rabbonon Mamish. But Gemara mentions, Gemara in Chulin Dafayim Beis, mentions in Posik Al-Priya, so then the Rabbi is Gila V'Deifek, so it's a Rasmach. The Rambam says, no, when the Rambam says that it's Dibri Seifrim, the Rambam means, doesn't mean Dibri Seifrim Mamish. He means because the Rambam Shitti is that anything that is not written explicitly in the Torah is deduced to the Midrash Akiva in Reshet there. So he calls it the Sefer, the Rambam calls even the Shekeset the Sefer. But it doesn't mean the Sefer, it means it's a separate category of the Raises. The Raises, there are two categories of the Raises. The Raises that are implicit in the Pshutim Mikol, and the Raises that are based upon Droshes. So, according to the case of Mishneh, when the Rambam says the Tumah of Gila V'Deifek is only in Rabbonon, it means the Rabbonon Mamesh. It's an Asmachta. According to the Radbaz, it's not an Asmachta. But, according to the Rambam, so if you have a Keter, and someone is mayor and is not him, and if there is a whole tefach, if there is a whole tefach, so then, even the one who is mayor and is not him, he becomes tomei in the raise because of the tumas kef. According to Tesis, that's why we have to resort to the exerza kosa. That's why we have to resort to the exerza kosa for Gela. In other words, that even the mayor and is not him will be tomei, but he's tomei not on the basis of tumas kever per se, but on the basis of tumas gela. Now, you ask, according to the Rambam, that Tumas Gero Mideifik is only Midrabonon. Tumas Gero Mideifik is only Midrabonon, but what is the pshat of Gero Mideifik? Gero Mideifik means, in other words, the covering over the keper. So the kashi is, why does the Rambam say that Gero Mideifik is only the same? But since, according to the Rambam, the aloche of Tumas Keper implies that even the Mayor Kenegad has got in his tummy, so what significance is the aloche of Tumas Gero Mideifik, whether it's in Rabbon Mamesh, or it's in the Raise, but not Mifuresh, not implicit in the judicial recall, but it's done anyway according to the Rambam because of Tumas Keber. So be sure that Tesis is that Tumas Keber is also the Raise, and the purpose of Tumas Keber is to be Mitame, the one who is Mahayor Alazon. But according to the Rambam, Mitzad the Tumas Keber per se, so one who is Mahayor and is God, he becomes Tumas. So what is the significance of the Tumas Keber with Eifek? Now the Rambam himself is the kasha, and the Rambam says, even though the Rambam's pshat in Gero Mideifik is like tesis, in other words, the covering upon the kefer, not like Rashi, the kisohori, but the Rambam says, when is the tumas kever, if it is a kisu of binyan that is installed in the karak? Let's say, you put the avonim and you attach the avonim to the karke, and it becomes mechuba to the karke, so then it's mitame to maskeva. But suppose you take a rock that just fits the opening of the biore, of the kefir, but you don't attach it. In other words, you are always in a position to take it off. A kind of a stone, a removable stone, that with which you cover the kefir. Since you didn't attach it to the karke, and it doesn't become incorporated into the binyan of the keber, so then it's not mitame on the basis of tumas keber per se. So then it has to be mitame only on the basis of tumas gila. Let's say, if you take an eben and you don't attach it, and you cover the keber with the eben, you don't attach it, and you don't install it into the binyan of the karke, or you take a beam and cover it. As long as it remains tosh, it doesn't become incorporated into the binyan, then it does not constitute tumas keper. But it constitutes tumas gila. So that kind of tumah where it wasn't incorporated into the karke, so then is on the basis of tumas gila. So in other words, Tesis kasha, why do we need a special aloha of tumas gila? It should be mitame. It should be mitame on the basis of tumas keber. So Tesis gives the teretz. We have to resort to the special tumah of tumas gerel in regard to one who is mayor and is godim. But so mitzad aloche of tumas keber, the mayor and is godim will not become tumah. But the Rambam couldn't give the teretz because according to the Rambam, so the aloche of tumas keber implies that not only the one who is mayor keneged akera becomes tumah, even the one who is mayor keneged godim becomes tumah. So, but what would be the Rambam's teretz? We need a special aloha of Tumas Gelel where the covering of the keber is not incorporated into the binyan of the karake, of the keber. So there, it doesn't involve Tumas Keber, but it involves Tumas Gelel. Now, this is the Rambam. So the Rambam says, Zekwal Kodu, Bitumas Nes, Shekol Tomar Amitami Beyo Minanes, Imo Yorotus, Sheile Chol Tepak, הרי יתומו ביקס ואילה עד מרוקיה, ביקס וירדס עד עתים, In other words, so the Rambam mentions two kinds of tumor mitzvah. One kind of tumor mitzvah is if you have the kippah, covering. And even though that the covering is incorporated into the Bein HaKaapi, but if there is a whole tefach, let's say, this is one kind of kippah, inside the Kaapi. So, and there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering of the kippah. So then we say it's because they left, and it's mitame not only the one who is mayor kelegen akeveh, it's mitame even the one who is mayor kelegen azor. Here, if we put his hand here, not kelegen akeveh, so it's also gone. If there is a whole tefach, suppose there is no whole tefach, suppose the mess occupies this whole hole, he occupies, and the covering, the stone that covers the keveh, is in contact with the roof mess. Let's say it's a heavy mess, and the kever is not very deep. So there is no whole tefach between the upper surface of the mess and the covering of the kever. So then it's also because there. But then it's only because there is a kever, but not kineged azor. Not kineged azor. Why? I mean, both are based upon the aloha of the kasve. Now, Reb Chaim explains it, the Shittes HaRambam, because the Shittes HaRambam is, that keber, I mean, of course, everybody has to agree that, since the Gemore learns out from the Posik Yechukas, or the keber, that keber itself is a tumor, not just mess. As far as the mess is concerned, so we don't give a special posik of the holy keber. So that means that the keber itself is a nail tumor. So the melee, if the keber itself is a nail tumor, so because of that, Shiva Saramba means, when do we apply the halochah of tumas, keber per se, only if there is a whole tefach. But if there is no whole tefach, so it's not a keber. Keber, by definition, is a layer of tume in which the mess is bound. That's the definition of keber. Definition of keber is the area, the tent, in which a mess is bound. But it has to have a shem layer of tume. If there is no whole tefach, so then it's not an area. So it's not entirely on the basis of keber per se. But even though it's not mitame on the basis of oil per se, it still can be mitame on the basis of the mess. So, if there is no whole tefach, so suppose there is no whole tefach. There is no whole tefach. The mess occupies the whole air, and then the covering of the keber is in contact with the gufa mess. So then, it's not mitame on the basis of keder. It's not tumas keder. But the mess is mitame. And since there is no whole tefach, so it's a tumor with tzitzo, so it's because we have it. So what has to be mitame? What is the source of tume? The mess itself. So only keneged the mess. Mashayiki keneged atzvodim. The mess is not placed here. Here there is a wall inside. So, here it's not mitame. Mashayiki, if there is a whole tefach, if there is whole tefach, so then the keber is the mitame, is the source of tumah, not the mess, apart from the mess, the keber itself. So the whole thing is part and parcel of the keber. This is the keber where the mess is placed, and the walls, dug inside, are also part and parcel of the keber. So we may lay, you cannot say, so it's again the tumah mitzuso. If you consider the tumah mitzuso, the mess, himself, so then we say if there is a whole tefach, so in other words, it's not a tumor mitzvah. Tumor mitzvah means that the tumor occupies, fills up the whole thing. There is no void space that is not occupied by the tumor. So, but if there is a whole tefach, so that means the whole keber, together with the walls of the keber, that's got the hakeh, that's the tumor. So it's occupied by the canal. You cannot say there is void space. It's void as of the mess, but it's not void as of the canal. So even the soul, the apparent hollow space, the apparent hollow space above the goof of the mess, is also filled up with the tume. Which tume? The tume of Kumas Keber. It's not something tangible, but it's an intangible thing. So in other words, so the whole Keber is filled up by the Tumas Keber. Now, if it's filled up by the Tumas Keber, so in a way we again apply the aloha of Vikas Reino, Vikas Yeres. Now, the Ayved is massive. And the Ayved says just the reverse of the Rabbah. The Ayved says, Omar Abraham, Dvorot Stumi, Vuvay Kadono Seinem Yisheres, Kizeo Inyen, Shorish Yidis Yeish, Shin Yeish Mekim Atume Tefach Merubo, Afal Pisha Atumo Memaretes Achor, Vare Kitumo Mitzutso Vikas Veilo Mitamo Beiyal, Gmekei Mitami Kotzvivo Bimai, Vizeo Kevasoso, Vin Yeishom Tefach Pongo, Cholo Eni Mitami Beiyal, Avo Mitami Kotzvivo Bimai. If there is just the reverse of the Rambam says, that when do we apply the Tumei of Keber, Sosin, per se, that's when there is a whole Tefach Pono. Because if there is no whole Tefach Pono, so it's not a real Tumei. In order to have a Shemeya, it must have hollow space of Tefach, Tefach, Tefach. But the Rambam says just the reverse. On the contrary, if there is hollow space of Tefach, 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 so then the keber, the covering of the keber is a neil achitzis. So maybe if somebody would be mayor and the keber, he would have cannot become tam. And Rashi Shite, the Pnei Yeshua in Broches Dachov, and the sugi of Midalgin Olino al Gadarim Shomes. So Rashi Shite is the same like Rashi Shite. In other words, if there is a tefach polo, so then it's not the kasher. So we see the Teitzve Shita is like the Rambam, this Teitzve. Because Teitzve says the kasher, why do we have to resort to the special halacha of Geul Mitamei without the special halacha of Geul Mitamei? Mitzad Kerasos, which is Mitamei. If Teitzve said agreed with the Shita of Rashi and Raibet, so Teitzve would have given a very simple teretz. We have to resort to the special tumor of Geul in case where between the mess, the kufa mess, and the covering of the keber, there is hollow space of the keber. Why doesn't Teitzve say that? So because Teitzve agrees with the Shite, Teitzve agrees with the Shite of Rambam. Teitzve agrees with the Shite of Rambam. So in other words, but according to Rashi and the Raibet, so if you have a keber, and between the mess with place at the bottom of the keber, and the covering of the keter, the offer or the avonim that are used as the covering of the keter, there is a halo tefach, so then he's one who will be mayor, and the keter, so will not become tam. Now, according to the Rambam Shite, Teisa Shite, there is a problem with Kiyan and Fly. So if the plane flies, so then it many times it probably flies above Bisakvores, and not only Bisakvores of Nochem, but Bisakvores of Israel too. So and even though there is the substance, the steel, that's the substance of the plane, but that could not be a real achritze. It's for two reasons. First of all, because the real Zohar Kloish Meriah, so it could be achritze. And then the halacha is that anything that is mekabel tumah by itself could not be achritze with the atomic. And the substance out of which the planes are made, so that is steel, matres, so pshutik with matres is mekabel tumah. So Memele, since it's mekabel tumah, it cannot be achritze. So if somebody, if a king sits in the plane, and the plane goes above cemeteries, if it's a Jewish cemetery, so in other words, so that means he's mitami, he's mayor ala mes. So bishleime, according to Rashi and Raibet, that if there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering, so then we do not say because with that, all right, so then he's not with our own self. And usually in the quarry, so there is a whole tefach between the upper surface of the mess and the covering, whatever it consists of, whether it consists of stones or sand, there is a whole tefach between the mess and the covering on top of the mess. But according to the Rambam, according to the text, says, so there is a problem. So there is a problem. Now, so unless you say that usually it rain doesn't go fly above during summertime, and the Bisakhoras of Nochu, so they are not in coming there. But if it does fly, so in other words, if a king knows that the plane that he intends to take will definitely fly above a Jewish cemetery, so then there is a problem whether he is allowed to take that particular plane, unless we'll say there is a sex region. First of all, because we don't have the Tihanu Yechosidah, so maybe he's not a king, and then maybe the Halacha is like the Ayyad and Rashi, that if there is a whole tefach, so then we do not say the Kazreira. But there is a problem. I mean, it's a problem. With the king, who flies. Alright, now. So I just wanted to point out that from this Tesis we see that Tesis agrees with the Shita of the Rambam, not with the Shita of Rashi in Broches Dachov and the Raivet, Perikvov Nuchas Timasmes. Because if Tesis had agreed with the Shita of the Raivet and Rashi in Broches Dachov, so Tesis could have given another term. Alright. Now, something, yes, what?
One of the issues that hold that, even if it's a
Which Gemara do you mean? They're not talking about kever. This Gemara Dafu doesn't discuss kever. You just have a kazayis min ames, or a mess, is lying. Not in the kever, he wasn't buried. He's lying in a house, in a room. He died in a room. So he's lying in the room. And then, on top. So he's lying in the room. And then on the roof of that house, so he can go up. Because the ceiling is chaytzen in the atome. It's not a tumor mitzutzah. Oh, when does the Rambam intend to say it is a tumor mitzutzah? That is, if it has a chalishim kevah, kevah sosu. So in other words, so bayish she sosu es psino. Let's say, why can't the bayis be called a kevah? Let's say, if a mess is in a bayis, so let that room where the mess is kept be considered as a kever, so the halacha is, since there are windows and there are doors through which you can enter, so in Mele, it's not a kever soso, it has to be a kever soso. So, but by Shepotzmo es Psimo, suppose you block all the doors of the building and all the windows with Avonim, you block so that there is no opening. So then in the Haname, so then the bites would be considered as a kerasosum. That's the Gemara in Bobaska that prevails by Shesotmu es Simo. So is Mitame. So that's why, you see, and this is, they all point out that when Yeshua points it out, and Chaim mentions it, the Ayved, there is a machlokes between Rashi and the Ayved also. Rashi and the Ayved have a common denominator, I mean, it's Adashoke. They both are held on the Rambam and Tesis. Whereas, according to Rambam and Tesis, so if it's Kevasoso, so even though there is a halotefach, between the mess and the covering of the Keter. So it still becomes the Ile, is that Ile, and it's becoming the Ile. So Rashi, the writer, goes and we know if there is a halotefach between the mess and the covering of the Keter, so it's not mitame the Ile. But the writer says it's mitame the Magi, Midras. Not the Ile, but the Magi. So the Chaim discusses how does the writer distinguish between Eil and Mag. Monefshech, if the covering of the Keter is the Chitze, the Chitzitz, so one should, it should not be Mitami Mag either, one should be allowed people to step on that Keter. Rashi Shite, Rav Chaim discusses that, that's right. But Rashi Shite is, Rashi goes much farther than Chaim. And the Ravid says, so what is the mocking of the Ravid? That if there is a halotefach between the mess and the covering of the Keter, so then it's, while it's not mitame be'eya, because it's not a ritzutzon, so it's not because be'eya, but it's mitame be'mage, so then the morning of a basre, bayin shesok mu'ptzimo, you take a bias, any bias, in which there is a mess. And then, now let's say, if you have a museum in which you keep a mess, all right, I mean, so according to Rav Shimon Yochanan, so a mess akum is not mitamibia, but let's say according to the Rabbanan that a mess akum is mitamibia. So that means that those museums where they keep the mummies, so then they are mitamibia, according to the Rabbanan of Rav Shimon Yochanan, said that a mess akum is mitamibia. So, but if, let's say, you have in the museum, you have a mess, and then on the roof, you're allowed to go up on the roof of the museum. Why? Because the ceiling is, the roof is a nail achetzes. Is achetzes. But suppose you block all the windows and all the doors of the museum, and you block so that no one can come in, no one can come out, unless you tear down, you break open a door or a window. But if you block all the doors and all the windows, so it acquires a shem of the kevasoso. So the morning of Basra that you may say is, so that's the moke of the right. That Yeshua points it out in Broches Dachov and Kachayim here. So he points it out that the moke of the right, that even though it is an ilachitzit, it's not a tumor tzitzit on account of the halotefach between the mess and the covering of the keber, but being magic to them. Why is it the time of magic on the shech? If it's an ilachitzit, the time of the seil, it should be an ilachitzit, the time of the magic. So Reb Chaim discusses, it's not our limit. But Rashi Shiti is, that if there is a halotefach, so in the right say it's not even the time of the magic. So when the Gemara says mitami kotzvimo, that means in Rabon. You see. Anyway, so the reason is why here the Gemara says that fiut tefach al tefach berum tefach. So it's chizuk natume because we are not dealing here with the kevasoso. We are dealing with a mess in the bayis, and there are doors, there are windows. So maybe it's not the kevasoso. So on top, on the roof. So. It's written in that way, so it's not mitame in any. Alright. Now this is, I just wanted to point out that this, the Teisa Shite is like the Rambam, not like Rashi the Rashi. Then another thing that I want to mention, that I forgot to mention last time, because I wanted to cover the Teisa, so I forgot to mention. Now the Och Linea points out in the Teisa of Shnei Rugin, Shani Yosei Lehapis. Shnei Rugin, Shani Yosei Lehapis. So Tetzves, all right, now, let me go over just with Shnei Rugin Shanosi Lachis, the Rav Shavu Mirash Moshis, Ayot, in 27, on the Shriach Yayin Nisak Kusim, begin Akusim, the Rav Shavu Mishokal Hafis, and Yishi Shokal Hachikin Shayin, Shachikin Shayin, Tetzves, he means Sisak Chom, Vim Kein Ato Mishas Mishay Mosa, Kin Mucha Bechamaduch, Kin Bakon Ayin Tevon Mishabu, Kin Bitsa, Da Amun Ape Rikiro, Tevon Mucha Ayin Yisul Shabu, Shimom Yitikin Yisuko, Ufeyit Mishahach Shiechoy Sobehem Tintun Atevo, Vyashoshis, Oso Mipirko, Vim Mistabu Yimei Malu Chol Ana Rabbi Rabbi Yisra Rabbi Shimim Yasa, Vey Da Amun Ape Rishim Yim Beitze, Hamasa Mishabu Yishim Yoche, Vim Yisit Roi Yoche, Umashu Namu Yoche, Kan Zorkin Da Asanam Kiramea, Wie habe ich schon nicht und die Fleisch habe ich nicht abgesehen, oder die Kinder sind auch nicht, die Kinder. Wo mein Name bei dir, oder ich bin schuld bei dir, viel hat mit dem Kind in den Meister Schengen mit Zähne betrennen, wie der Halleno, wie ich steck mir gar nicht mal, oder ich schoch hat, but what is the deal with? Oder ich schoch hat, bin ich Moshe sein. Wie groß aber hat es? Geht dann durch mein Rücken, so wie ich schon ein Maßnahmen sein, und wie es Kussi war der Affe und Lande haben natürlich nicht auch, weil ich kusse Asur und Maße, oh, der Kind ist in der Reise, die Sassire, haben wir nicht gesagt, zu lächeln. Aber wie kann ich Haschin auch nicht lieber, die Darsche nicht gepasst werden, und sie geht uns ein Kind, das allein in andere Reiche, da haben wir schon mit Tebe, wenn wir schon die Ruhe herkommen, wenn sie das Schild wird, dass sie das Appell, was sie da ist, aber halt oder nicht, wie mit Geschenke, ein Gamme, der in der Schadose in der Hafe ist, Mutter, die Ruhe heilen, Gott hat in der Schmutsche ist, ab Willow, wie wann? So, in other words, tenses Menschen, several Korb, several Guidelines. In other words, irrespective mind, so in Ashmoshes, you are allowed even to make an extra effort. Irrespective Vadai, so an extra effort in Ashmoshes, you are not allowed to make. But to be clearly Hashem, let's say, Luke Shamios in Mahatris, so he still has to make an extra effort. After Shabbos, we'll have to pull off to Luke into the battle. So, and now he is only Kirei Hashem, so that Lachatz is a Kehovim, he is not allowed to do the Vahai. But Bin Ashmoshe is to be Kirei Hashem without an actual Afroshe, where the actual Afroshe is yet to be realized after Shabbos, so the Kirei Hashem alone is Mutar Bin Ashmoshe. But not Mishor Shekim Shalei, in Ephraim is a Kehovim, not. This is what he says. Then he says, וחי גם לריטון הוכן פה מספס מי, תמתי משל טבע. אבל בוד את מי לריטון הנו דוחן. וביטבע עובד היתון את תרומית דיילה, מה שאין כמיד מי, ולנח שדה מורס על תרומית דיילה. ועוד לריטון הוכן למוחו, ולא יגב את טבע עוד מי, פר זיין, וגב את מזם מחווה לריטון הוכן שאני עושה בהפריס למוחו, ושאני מזם למהפריס עוד להשאיכם. ועדי מאמי גם משאין שאין משל טבע. In other words, he had to think of my stress of Adai, not my. Show the Priya, Rabbi, Mal, Misaki, Bishapse, Omer, Mantil, the years that Shem Rekeho Kalayomi, a few Bishaps. Pirish, my Vadai, Shay, and Temple Vadai, she is the one of the Shabbos, Mashan Yos, and the Hapus, your Meister. So it's Mutab in Ashmash. I'm the head of the shop. So in other words, so it is Mutab to be Kiri Hashem or Vadai. Bin Ashmash. It's in Ashmash. It's Mutab. As long as he does not make an actual afkosik, but to be kiri amokim, that's like an actual afkosik. Then he says, "Uktzas teime b'ufi lo yisharabo, the rabbiana yivufi maisa mipire l'veitsi shoyim namukev, v'ko roshei, v'hifriz b'shabes, min amukev." So, the author near points out, and I forgot to mention it, because it was late, so I wanted to cover the thesis. So, that is very important. Said. So the old Mayor points out that there has to be a correction. Not the Rabbiana Yufa Maser Mipera the Base Shalom in Amuke, the Koroshe, the Yifriz Bishabis Namuke, but the Yikroshe, the Yafriz Bishabis Namuke. A youth has to be put in. Instead, the Rabbiana Yufa Utsastain the Yufa Yisharab, the Rabbiana Yufa Maser Mipera the Base Shalom in Amuke. So the question is, v'yikoshei, v'yafriz, v'shabes, namukev, because it's here Shabbos, so whatever he intends to eat, it's here Shabbos, so he can be misaki v'nashmoshes, by being Kirei Hashem, without making an actual atfose, and the actual atfose can be done after Shabbos. Now there, the Gemara in Yevomeh says, that there are a number of Mayomas who agree with Chameya's deen that all the Makhidon shall go on. Chameya says all the Makhidon shall go on. The Chachomim Achirik, and he says all the Makhidon shall go on. Now, to be Terei, Dor shall go on, is like being Makhidon shall go on. So in other words, so according to Rabbanu of Chameya, that you cannot be Makhidon shall go on. You cannot be Makhidon shall go on. So you cannot say, let's say, you expect to buy certain knowledges. And you already made an agreement with someone that he'll deliver to you certain oranges. And then you have a crop of oranges that are set. And so you cannot say, according to Rabbanan Tamida, you cannot say, the oranges that this man will deliver to me in an hour, or will sell it to me in an hour, should be truma, or should be my sale, and my oranges that are not users yet, because it's Borishal Boelo. It's still not his. He's going to buy those oranges. But according to Rabbanan, yeah. So you can be declared as something that is not yours yet, but will become yours, let's say, an hour later, or the next day, as my savior and new payments that have to be used. So Dvores tells the story that Rabiana had a noise. And the Ovis, every Erev Shabbos is a considerable time before Shkia, so the Ovis used to deliver to Rabiana certain payments. And the payments belonged to the Ovis. But when he delivered the payments to Rav Yanai, then in effect he transferred the payments. He transferred title in the payments to Rav Yanai. So one of Shabbos, he did not come in the right time that he was usually accustomed to come. So Rav Yanai was waiting for him. And then it was getting close to sunset. So he decided he might come very close to Shkia, so I will not be able to be matrich. So he took some of his own parents, and he declared it as my seer and the parents that the Ovis will later on deliver them. So that's the Oshel Boela, because my seer is own and parents that are not yet his own, that will become his own. So, and still Rav Yanai did it. So it's a idea that Rav Yanai also agrees with the mayor that all the matne don't show them. So that stays a discussion. That stays a discussion. In other words, here the Yerushalmi says that Rav Chiya told Rav Yanai, that he can't be Kiri Hashem. Oh, he can't be Kiri Hashem. So why did he have to rely? Two, he agreed with the mayor that all the makdash shalom, but it involved another problem. Shalom in amuke, you're not allowed to be mafrish payers that are before you upon payers that are not before you. Now here he was mafrish. He declared his own payers as maaser on the payers that the Ovis will deliver a little later. Just some of the Shabbos. So it's Shalom in Amuke. But there is a heter. Because of Sude Shabbos, so you're allowed to behave on the Isa of being Maisa Shalom in Amuke. If there is no other alternative. But here there is another alternative. He could have waited until the Ovis deliver the payments. But the Ovis, he thought that the Ovis might deliver the payments after Shkia. After Shkia, but before Tzitzak Yehovi. But from the Yerushalmi, might we see that one is able to be Kerei Hashem bin Ashmoshes for Sude Shabbos. So why did he have to be Eber? And instead of being Terem Shalom in Amuke, he could have waited until the Ovis would have delivered, and the Ovis certainly would have come before Tzitzak Yehovi. Rav Yanai was afraid that he might come after Shkia, but Rav Yanai was sure that the Ovis will deliver the payments before Tzitzak Yehovi. So it will still be Bin Ashmoshes at that time. So it will be Bin Amuke. So when the Ovis will deliver a basket of payments, so we'll say that. So it will be Kerei Hashem by saying, Luk Shem Yosef Lahafis, or the payments that I will take off after Shabbos will be Tumim Peilem, that will be the Bimaisea. So why did he have, why was he forced to be able to be Yisrael Shalom Amuke? So, Sastem the Gruppe do Yisharabe, the Rabbiane Gruppe Masa the Peilem, based for Amiko, Veyitra. So there has to be a correction, that's why the Rochonia points out. Veyitra Shem, Veyachris Bishabbos. And when he says V'yachri B'Shabbos, he doesn't mean actual Afroshe. He means V'yitchoshei, make the Afroshe for Yitzhi Hashem. V'yachri B'Shabbos Ma'amuke, ki huyde V'Yerushalme. V'shemo ha'hu ha'be bereishi. In other words, the story, the incident that the Gemara mentions, in the moments happened before the incident that the Yerushalmi vanishes. So Rav Yannai didn't even know as yet of the halacha that you are allowed to be Kirei Hashem bin Ashmoshes. So he thought at that time that bin Ashmoshes you're not allowed to be Kirei Hashem, even if you're not, even if you postpone the actual process, the falling off and the taking off of the Maestres for after Shabbos. So that's why he was forced to be Maise on the payment basis or in Amir. In Amir, who you told me, we could count and pay it because if he had waited until the Ori delivered the payers and he knew exactly how many payers the Oris would deliver, so he couldn't be Machus Meisters by being Kirei Hashem and by saying the Lukshan Yossi Lachris should be Tomitele and Ten Lugin and the Ten Lugin that I'm going to take off will be my Seder, because he needed for the Suda Shabbos all the payments that he expected the Ovis to deliver to him. So if he had to rely on the Kriya Shem, so then he would be able to eat all the payments. He would have to leave a substantial portion of payments till after Shabbos, and then it will be determined retroactively that the rest of the payments were used. So that's why he was forced to be Maisei or Shalom Lamki. So there has to be a correction in these basis. In other words, when Taisa says, Ve'yachris v'shabes v'lamki. Now, the next basis. Asor Maisavishim, Tisha Maisashem, Lav Dato, Dikvo Hifris Min Amir Shnei Kukim Mitrum Edeo Vinim Zachose Amahana Chasor Vitisho Bahana Chasor Vitisho Maiseo Shal Shei Vitisho Maiseo Shal Shnei Vinim Zachose Amahana Chasor Vitisho Maiseo Shal Shnei Kukim Dahayin Achim Shalom. So in other words, since he had to take off two looking for Tumadeo, so then one tenth of what is left after you take off two looking of Tumadeo, so will be not ten looking myself. So one tenth of what is left will be ten looking, will be nine looking and four fifths of looking. So, דהי נחיל שאלו, נחיל תביתן, נסחת מד, ומי הוא מתוכן שהיפך שניים ממי או שניים. דוזים לי למח כסנם היחד משישים, כתנא מסחת תרומס. תהיה כתב בו הבא, נסחת משישים, פרס עשור, ואיס בעשור. תרומו עשי תרומו, כתנא מגונם בקסובס תרק המון. למה it's because one is not מחויב to be מחויב דווקא אחד מחמישים. That's a little bit of this. But an eye raw, so is מחויב, אחד משישים. So the male So maybe we could say that here, originally in the barrel, there was 102 looking. There was 102 looking. So he was mafish, 2 looking, he was Kirei Hashem, and 2 looking, as from the devil. So how many looking were left after you take off the 2 looking for Tumuk Devil? 100 looking. So maybe the 10th of 100 is 10, and the 10th of 100 is 10. All right. כתבת כאמור נמצאת כאמור אני כתיר בעירו ויש לפרושי משל ביקוסים שמו לפריסו תורנדלו והשור לפריסו הוא כך למסמאי צ'יר המייסר ולתוך אלוהים הכל ביתן עם שופר ומסכת מאי פרשי ואין יש לפרושי משל ביתחית האחס לתרס הסקרי אין למעי את הסס המייסר אפילו כשמר בפתרומו וגם זה הוא לתוך אלוהים So there is one chance of a shame in which Jesus rejects that in view of the fact that Chito Achas is Kuteres is Akhri, even though he is in Chuyev, in Midrabono, to be Mafrish, Lechol HaKoches, Echad Mishishi, that's an Ayro. So in other words, if he's Mafrish, less than Echad Mishishi, so he's Zeger and Midrabono, so he may as in so far as what seems Midrais, he can take off a Mashu, so he may as in so far as the Chesh of Echad Mahzor is concerned, So, even though he took off more than Chitachas, he took off two looking, so it's not in my mind it's not the might of the tenth that is mechuyev to be maaser. In other words, since the event, he could take off a mashu, and the misakne, chum min rabbonim is mechuyev, to take off the chol atoches, echad mishishi, so even if he does become the rabbonim, and he takes off echad mechamishi, but since he was able to patter it with the chitachas, with the mashu, so the mele, when he has to take off my space, so he has to calculate on the basis of what the tenth would be, had he been machpish the chitachas. So suppose he would just be machpish chitachas, so then he would have to be machpish as my space. Ten rudim, one tenth. So even though he was mafkish more than chidachas, but he is mechuyev to be mafkish one tenth of what he would have to be mafkish, had he relied on chidachas. But then he says, rejects the sheep. Alright, now, dibur b'meir, mash mehoche, the b'meir avis l'dreire, the man b'lesa l'dreire osa, ki d'much ha-shmalti b'cham ha-duch, v'teine d'ifer, v'ishpeyo mashma, v'nisatel l'meir, v'ishpeyo l'imloi, gabi tut der der mehr aber jude die moi noch mach hoch und vor ich bin morgen ist für mich hab jasse der was ich aber ach ich hoch und ach ich hoch macht ihr auch schon macht ihr buch wie teil mir mich die sagt aber ki die buch hat der kann mir nur kann soll der so machen ich sind die morgen wo der ach ich hoch ist die buch ist und ach ich hoch ist josh soll der frisch ist. One day is one shikei, the more is one madama says, ho achim shechol ko vikuchese, mamish lukuchese, because in greve, one madama says, ho achim shechol ko yoshe, and Abbasah says, ho achim shechol ko, so is he sofik. So is he sofik. Because he has a sofik whether we say yesh greve or in greve. Now, if we say yesh greve, so then, when the father passes away, and he has two sons, and the karka is divided between the two sons, between Reuben and Shimon, and then Yevam comes, so they do not have, to return back the halakim that they took. Why? Because Yehusha is not chazer Yevam. Suppose the father dies and he survived by Ben Yochi, only one son. So then, Yevam does not require any change. So the Mele, if we say Yevam, so true, let's say, so there were two sons, and Reuben took, so they made a chuke, and Reuben took son number one, and Shimon took son number two. So if we say Yevam, so then we say that since the Gero determining that woman should get something on the wall and she should get something on the door, so it's Hubra Adon Mafreya that when the father died, so woman Yashin something on the wall and she and Yashin something number two, even though the girl could have taken place in another way. I mean, just a matter of chance that woman got something on the wall and she got Sodom number two, I mean, there was no any determination that the goyim should fall that way. But we say Yesh Reire, so mainly if we say Yesh Reire, so we say Huvra Adon L'Mafreya, that when the father passed away, so Huven Yashin Sodom number one, and Shimon Yashin Sodom number two. That's according to Mandor, how he says that the Achim Shachol Ku Yerushe, because Yesh Reire. But Mandor Maru says, let's see Shmuel. He says, Achim Shachol Ku Likurase. Because he holds a prayer. If we say a prayer, so that means, how do we know that Reuben inherited upon the Ptira of his father, son number one, and Shimon number two, and Shimon inherited son number two? Why? Because the Chuke that took place, let's say, a year after the Ptira of the father, determined that Reuben should get some more born. But the chukke did not have to, was not necessarily determined that it has to be that way, it could have been in another way. So, what if we say Yesh Breire, so we say that the subsequent chukke determines retroactively We Sunday Ruben in Yanashim, then we Sunday Shim in Yanashim. But if we say Abraham, so the subsequent event, or the subsequent act, the subsequent chukke that takes place a year after the Ptira of the father, so could not retroactively determine which Sunday at the time of the Ptira of the father Ruben inherited, and which Sunday Shim inherited. So how is it that Ruben keeps Sodom number one and Shimon keeps Sodom number two? Maybe Ruben, who takes through the Chukke Sodom number one, actually Yashit Sodom number two, and vice versa. The answer is in the Chanam. But they agree to make that Chukke. So it's an exchange. So even if Sodom number two was the destined portion of Ruben, but since they agreed that Ruben should take Sodom number one, so there is an exchange. So it's Likuches. If it's Likuches, so it has to be Chizam Yehud. Now there is a machlokes between Rashi and Rambam. Rashi in Gittin says, and all over, that Rashi in Gittin says that according to Shmuel, that the Achim Shachotu is Likuches, so Marzir and Zelazem Yehud, what does it mean Marzir and Zelazem Yehud? So Rashi says that Chofei in Gittin, in other words, they have to make a new chup. Let's say, several years before you, let's say the 45th year of the year, so they make a chup, and Ruben gets Sodom number one through the chup, Shimon gets Sodom number two. Then the 50th year begins, so it's yet, so it has to be chaser. So what happens here, between Sodom number one and Sodom number two, the chup becomes popular, and they have to make a new chup. So maybe when they make a new chup, it's a matter of chance. So maybe through the new chukke, so Ruben will again get Sodom number one. And maybe through the new chukke, Ruben will get Sodom number two. In other words, according to Rashi, Marzir and Zelazem Yehud means that they have to make a new chukke. The Rambam says they just have to switch around to exchange the halakha. Not to make a new chukke, but to exchange the halakha. But whatever it means, Marzir and Zelazem, whether it means a new chukke is to be made in Yehud, or it means they have to exchange the halakha, so according to Shmuel, there a change is made as a result of it. Why? Because Shmuel holds in there. Rav Asa says it's Sofik. So since it's a Sofik, so nominal mutu Sofik is Chelkin, so Mele is Mechzo Yoshi and Mechzo Likud. So Tisa says the Kashi. Mashma Ochevo Ramir is Lubrevet. Vilmanu Nas Lubrevet Osa. Kili Muchashmaiti Bechameduch. Vitame Turkish Prevash, we sat for the mayor and his brave boy, can we put it on the other day? We will not start a Hoko. Unfortunately, we already see with Kavase, your Marach is a Hoko, Merz, Yoshi, Merz, and Kuchas. Because it is so. Vitame, we should be the Sarcho. So it's not going to be so big, it's healthy. So, in other words, and the Gemara says in Prevays, there the Gemara discusses a machlokes with the family of Yehuda. Suppose the father, the Kayan, not the Kayan, the country, the father in Israel died, and his wife gave birth to twins, and no one knows who was born first and who was born later. Some of them, each one is so as long as the father is alive. So he has to get Hamisha's one because he doesn't make any difference. Who is the poor? Whether Ruben is a poor or Shimon is a poor. So what difference does it make? He has to give five sons. But suppose the father died. He has two sons. One of the two sons is a poor. We don't know who. And the father died. And he did not as yet in his lifetime. He did not as yet pay the Chomesh loan to the king. Now the king comes after Chukke. So he comes to the two sons, Ruben and Shimon, and he says, one of you owes me five sons. But which one? He doesn't know, because we don't know whether Ruben is the poor or Shimon is the poor. So there is a machlokes between Rameir and Rav Yehuda. So Rameir and Rav Yehuda says that he cannot collect. And Rav Meir says he can collect. So the Gemara explains Rav Meir that Rav Meir agrees with Rav Asa that it's not misapkele Rav Meir. In Yesh Meir Eivol, Gabi Fuk Rav Meir Rav Yudin will not start a hold. Und vor ist die Mutter, die Silvik Abase, die Oma, Haache, Schachon, Kuhn, Mechze, Joch, und Mechze, die Kuches, wie kann ich mich in die Sand gelegen? So hier, die Mutter, sie ist die Mutter mehr, because, hier ist der, because if we say in there, so how can we partake of the Ayin, Schalkusi? So yes, better, so it's a matter of and there the Gemara says that Rabbeinu holds, like Havase, that it's a Sofi, whether it's Yoshim or Mikuches, and why? Why do we say Yoshim? Because yes, better. Why do we say Mikuches? Because he's better. And since it's a Sofi, so in other words, here's a Sofi, whether yes, better or ain't better. Whether yes, better or ain't better. So, the time when she's up to it, so it's a Sire. Wie ich immer, die Schande auch hat schon die Wahl mit Wolken, die Schande auch in der Abkiss. Wie ich immer so, ich habe immer mich in der Bühne. Die Mädchen, die auch so, Robbe, ich habe was, und ich war, geht, komm, Robbe, Gute, die bin in der Bühne, die habe ich immer nie so, ich bringe ihr, wie kann man auch hören, wie schon die Kias, haben wir nicht. So, in other words, that, so things are says, that, even though the Gemara mentions the Shaila of Yesh Prere and Dein Prere in two cases, one in the case of Rukshan Yosef Afriz and in the case of Achim Shechoko, where there is a distinction between the two cases. You see, in other words, certain Adomas can say Yesh Prere in the case of Rukshan Yosef Afriz, but Dein Prere in the case of Achim Shechoko. Why? Because in Achim Shechoko we have the Shaila Yesh Prere or Dein Prere. Why? Because if we say in prayer, so a subsequent act cannot determine the nature of a previous act, of a previous event, act. So maybe, in the case of Rukshan Yosef Afriz, so right now, when he's Kerei Hashem, he says, the two lugim that are fall off on Sunday should be Trumadeo. When does it fall off? On Sunday. And right now he's partaking of the wine. So if we say Yesh Prere, so we say the subsequent pouring off of the two lugim into the bottle determines the nature of the Achrosh now. In other words, since, let's say on Sunday, in view of the fact that on Sunday he pour off from the Tzofim corner of the bottom of the barrel, two lugim as Fumo, so that determines retroactively that Friday bin Ashmoshes, the same Tulugin acquired the Shem of Tumor, that were at the bottom of the, at the top of the bottom corner of the barrel, they became affected with Tumor, if we say Yesh Prere. But if we say Yesh Prere, so a subsequent act cannot determine the nature of the present act, or the present state. So the Melee, too, later on, so he calls off a particular to looking, but that does not determine its retraction. And the same shale applies to Achim Shechoku. So the looking is made 1 year after the prayer of the father. So if we say Yesh Prere, so we say that the fact that the Goyro, a year later, established that Tzon number one belongs to Rubin, so that determines retroactively that the year before Rubin Yarshin Tzon number one. But if we say in Prere, so the subsequent Chuke cannot determine retroactively the nature of the Yerushin a year before. But the Meir holds in the case of Rukshan, in the case of Rukshan Yosef Afriz, we say Yesh Prere. Why? Because he spells out that the two looking that will pop off should be true now. So in other words, when the subsequent act conforms to an explicit stipulation of the person before, then we say Yesh Prere. Masha'inke b'achim shechoku, there is no stipulation in the. So then we say Yesh Prere. In other words, one mandoma says Yesh Prere even if he stipulates in the. One mandoma says Yesh Prere even if he doesn't stipulate in the. But Rameya holds that when he stipulates in the, then we say Yesh Prere. But when he doesn't stipulate, so then it's a Sofik. Now, what's the Pshat in Sofik? That's another question. What kind of Sofik? V'yei shleima v'shan ho'ochet sh'nivar v'dolok, k'she'im ha'sham yosim ha'afis, v'chim tzorbim v'shim rabiyu v'demik lo'os ha'kobi k'rabase, v'v'rishko ha'ket kom ha'ro v'kuk ha'dimim rabiyu v'v'v'v'v'v'shim ha'm v'is l'gvele, v'tamayu ho'ochet sh'nivar v'dolok. The answer is, over there, So it's like Habase, because there is no stipulation about it. But here there is a stipulation about it. And the subsequent act is in conformity to the explicit stipulation. So there it has the effect of determining retroactively the nature of that creation, or of the original creation. Now, because Aloha is, what is not allowed to walk? More than Alpine Amochut with whom? What about the killing of a person? So let's say, suppose Ruben made an error. And so he made an error, so he put an error of, let's say, 2,000 Amochut on the north side, on the northern side of the city. So he's allowed to walk in the northern direction 4,000 Amochut. Because the Shvisa Smokim is 2,000 amor from the city, so that's his domicile, so he's allowed to walk in the northern direction 4,000 amor. So, Ruben set up such an area, 2,000 amor, with Svein of the year, northern side of the city. But Shimon didn't set up any such area. So, Shimon is only allowed to walk in the northern direction 2,000 amor, not 4,000 amor. Suppose Shimon tells Ruben, now, I have to walk. Now, suppose Ruben tells Shimon, I want to walk 4,000 tamos in the northern direction. And I'm allowed to walk 4,000 tamos, but I don't have any barrel of wine. Can you give me your barrel of wine? And there is a sude 4,000 tamos away, so I'll carry the barrel of wine 4,000 tamos. So the halacha is, Abeimu Ba'akeinu Kirab La'avai. Since the barrel of wine belongs to Shimon, and Shimon did not set up an eret, Shimon is only allowed to walk 2,000 tamos in the northern direction, so Ruben cannot carry with him beyond the 2,000 tamos Shimon's barrel of wine, because Abibu Bakilu cannot be allowed. So the question is, suppose Ruben and Shimon bought a chopis and the behemoth b'shutres, and then he's yonted, and one made an error. The other shooter did not make an error. The one who made an error, let's say, to walk 4,000 tamos, so whereby he'll be able to walk 4,000 tamos in the northern direction, can he take his portion, can he pour off, let's say, half of the barrel in a bottle, and carry it with him? So that is only the shallow prayer. Because everything is determined in Ashmoshes. When does it pour off? Anointed. But the Ashmoshes, when anointed began, it was not poured off yet. So, that's from the Shire. So, he says, Shnayim shalom chobyes, so they will be shootless. Become Ashmoel, af chobyes osa. Mishum deim brem. So, one mandoma says, chobyes is mutter. Behemo is osa. Because behemo also be Ashmoshes, so one of organ of the behemoth while it's alive is missing from the other. There is integration in the life activities of the behemoth. Mashenki. So since the Ashmoshes, so one was not separate from the other, so maybe we cannot say prayer. Mashenki Hobbies. So one does not depend upon the other, we say yes prayer. But one Mandoma says, no, Hobbies is also mission day prayer. So Mele, even though now they divided the Chobyes into two, but we do not say Hukra Adom Lamafreya, that even before the Yotel began, so this 50 Rukin was his Chelek. No, maybe it was the other Shutev's Chelek, and the other Shutev is not allowed to walk beyond 2,000 Amos. So he said,
So in other words, so there's another question.
and we have to resort to the same tablets. Because Shmuel says, Shnai Mishalot Chochov Yesubim Vishitves, so Shmuel says, Achov Yesoser, Mishul Dein Breire. Mishul Dein Breire. So Shmuel says the Dein Breire. And then, Ulfer Kishon say, I'm going to ask Shmuel to keep it. In Yomus Yeget, bring me Yomus Reyeget. Ilchimale Sabeget. Even though it involves the Shadow of Breire, because at the time when he gave the get, so it wasn't determined how many years later, whether he's going to die from the sickness or he's not going to die from the sickness. So that's a kasha. So in Melee, we have to give the same talents. We have to give the same talents. So in other words, so they did not show the master to get you the So that words. So Shmuel says in the case of Shalom Chochovis of Eino Bishutves, so there was no stipulation at the very outset. So we cannot say that a subsequent event should have retroactive effect. Mashenke, in the case where the Baal gives a get to his wife and he says he's sick, and he doesn't know whether he'll recuperate or recover from the sickness or not. And he says, he makes the get, he won't make the get, and then he dies from the sickness. So then, since he stipulated, and he said that he makes the get, so the fact that he died from the sickness has retroactive effect, because at the very outset, when he gave the get to his wife, he stipulated. In other words, the same kind of sword. Behold, Masha Rechomari, Gamshin, the name in Kishomari, Yerushomari, is a Truma Ose, Vimwabi is a Truma Ose, the other Truma, Hyderman is the Brele, Iname, Hoso, Hoshif Trey, Mishi, Master, the Yoro, the Leo, Umiu Tamzer, the Toche, Gabi Boho, Name, Master, Hoso, the Holy Yen, the Hoshif Leo. So, in other words, so we have to give deterrence that Shmuel is Michalik between the case where he's not master and the case where he is master. Alright. We heard the poem of the Rube, So we should slack it, the Gemara says, and the Gemara couldn't say Kolam Islaki. Why? Because if we say Kolam Islaki, so there is a stirrup between Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan. Because the Mishnah says there that Hatznui, those who are very zoya, the mitzvahs and Nisuri, so they were afraid. So extra Yerushalayim. So they were afraid, let's say, that carrying the body, that certain people who are not scrupulous will partake of the carrying the body. Carrying the body is also machir, and you have to take it to Yerushalayim. So certain owners of a sodeh in which the Peres was in the fourth year, so it was carrying the body, not the body, so that is also machir. So mitzadadim, they were not mechuyev to worry about the unscrupulous people, because what a person who is a shema mitzvahs will not take payers that belong to somebody else. So who is ready to partake of payers that belongs to somebody else? Someone who is ready to do zeh to gaza. So the Mishnah says, I will tell the Rosh Hashanah, you don't have to worry about it. But it's really, they were so careful that no one should be nichshel in any averes, even a gazlan shouldn't be nichshel in averes. So they were afraid that a person who doesn't care for the issur of gezel might pass by the kareh and he'll see nice grapes. So then he'll pluck out some grapes, and that's not a rabbi, it's kareh rabbi, it's also bachile. So we'll be able, and he said, of not a rabbi. So out of they were not mechuyev to protect them against the Surin, to be Mazalim, because our tail of Rosh Hashanah, because the Israel Kosher will not be Nichshel. Because someone who is not ready to be even is a gezel will not pluck out the grapes that don't belong to him, whether it's Levi or not Levi. And the Issa Gezel is more humble than the Issa Levi, or the Issa Ole. But the Tznuyim wanted to protect even Gazlonim from additional issur. Why should the Gazlon be able to, he's accustomed to be able to get the Issa Gezel 10 times a day. He doesn't care. But for the Issa of Levi, he does care. So the Melech, so the Tznuyim, they used to say that Kola Nirkat, in other words, they used to put down some points, and they used to say, any of the parents that will be picked, will be plucked by an unscrupulous person, should be redeemed on these boys. So then if an unscrupulous person comes and he plucks them, he will not be either the Isa of all or the Isa, and not the Isa of all, they cannot be redeemed. I mean, cannot be, so he will not be either the Isa. The Yisrael of Kerem Levi, of Meta Levi. So, the Shaili is, what did the Tznuyim say? Did the Tznuyim say, Kola Nukat, or the Tznuyim said, Kola Mislakit? Kola Mislakit is also, is in the future. Kola Mislakit is in the future. And Kola Nukat, so that's in the past. So, the Gemara says, Kola Nukat, the Gemara, the Rabbi Yechad, Rabbi Yechad, by the Kola Mislakit, by if we say, Kol Amilka, then it involves the Shaila whether one can be Mechal and Dorosh and Meshusim. Because if the Tznuyim had said Kol Amilka means they put down money at their home and they anticipate the possibility that certain unscrupulous people might have plucked out some grapes already, so then it's gone. So then it's not Meshusim. So if we say, Eimu the Machin Dorosh and Meshusim, it cannot be Mechal and Dorosh and Meshusim. But if we say that Odom Magdish Dorosh and Meshusim, so then they could say Kol Anukat. But the Gemara at first said that Rabbi Yochanan was Geiris in the Mishneh that the Tznuyim said Kol Amislakit, not Kol Anukat. Why? Because Rabbi Yochanan himself says, Gozo Nisai Shabayim, Shnei Michael Magdish, Zel Vishin Shalai, Zel Vishin Meshusim. So that means that a Nixel cannot be Magdish. The chifetz that was nixel from him, even though he has title in it, but it's not Meshusim. So the male in the form cannot be Magdish, so he cannot be Mechalel either. So if the grapes have already been plucked by unscrupulous people, so the grapes are already gozel. So how could he be Mechalel on the boys that he has in his home? That's new. So in order that it should reconcile with Rabbi Yochanan's din, with Rabbi Yochanan's din that Gozel Nisyah Shabbai was named Yochanan Mahadish, so the Gemara at first said that Rabbi Yochanan is here as in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan is here as in the Mishnah, Kol Amislakit, not Kol Anukit. But, because Kol Anukit would involve the problem of Eilu Beshusim. Kol Amislakit does not involve the problem of Eilu Beshusim. But Kol Amislakit involves another problem of prayer. Because he's not, he says, in other words, the parents, the grapes are still unplucked. But the Tznuyim anticipated that an unscrupulous person might a few hours later pass by the Kerem and pluck out the grapes. And he doesn't want him to be able to be something. So he says, that Kol HaMislakit, whatever grapes, even when they will be mislakit, they will be picked, they will be plucked by an unscrupulous person, so they should be mechunel right now. So in other words, the chilul is contingent upon the subsequent act, which is yet to get place, the rebirth. So that involves the shayle of prayer, like Rup Shaliosi, we have this. So in order that this Mishnah of Tznuyim should be in harmony with Rabbi Yochanan's din of Gozel Nisyah Shabayim, Shnei Michel Bahadish, so the Gemara says in Ube that Rabbi Yochanan will have to give us in the Mishneh, not Kol Anukit, but Kol Amislakit, Yeruchom Al Mozalot. Because actually, then the Gemara asks the Kashi, but how can Rabbi Yochanan be given us in the Mishneh, Hatsnui, Hoyerim, Kol Amislakit, that means that Rabbi Yochanan did the Tznuyim help Yesh Breve, because if the Tznuyim had helped in Breve, so you couldn't be Mechaleh, that way. by saying Kolam is lucky. That's like Lukshan was in Hatkus, because the subsequent Likite will have to determine the nature of the hero of the Netarivari. So Rabbi Yechanan must hold Yesh Vele. What Rabbi Yechanan himself says, Ha'achim Shehoku, Likucha say, Umarzirin Zawazebiyego. Umarzirin Zawazebiyego. So the Gemara says, no. So, what the problem with Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan and Rabbi Yechanan? So the Gemara says, Leilom Kolanil Kechata. In order that there shouldn't be any conflict between Rabbi Yechanan's member, that Aloha is Tamish. And the Stam Mishneh says, Atzlui. So, and Rabbi Yechanan's member, because the Sasha Bamishin Yechim Lahadi, so the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan will have to be Gaylays, will have to give us Kolam Yokeh, not Kolam Islakeh. Because Kolam Islakeh will involve the Shiloh Greve. So that will mean that Atzlui, the Mishneh of Atzlui, holds that Yesh Vele, but Rabbi Yechanan himself says, Achim Shechot Po Likuch HaSeim Marzim Zel HaZem Yevo, that ain't there. So the question is, why does the Gemara have to say to that Rabbi Yechanan has to be given us in the Mishnah, Hatsnui Moyen Rim Kol Al Yuke, not Kol Al Mislake? Why couldn't Rabbi Yechanan be given us in the Mishnah Kol Al Mislake? But then, there is a stira, because Rabbi Yechanan says, if Rabbi Yechanan is given us in the Mishnah of Tznuim Kol HaMislakim, that means that the Stam Mishnah of Tznuim holds Yesh Vele. And what Rabbi Yechanan says, Achim Shecholku, Likucha say, Vazlom Yehu, the answer is, over there, there is no explicit stipulation in the very outset. So it's a prayer, Mashiachim here, there is an explicit stipulation in the very outset. So it's Yesh Vele, why couldn't the Gemara see that? So he says, we hope to go to the Hamid of the Hom Slaki, by the Akish Hom Slaki, we have this Mizu, we should be Hom Slaki, we have to go to the Hamish, we say, we must bow the Noi, we have the Lema, the Lema of the Hom Slaki, the Tongi, because actually the text reads Hom Slaki. But at first, we want to say that the Hamid of the Hom Slaki is not Hom Slaki. So see, there was a Kashir. So the Gemara mentioned the Terets whereby we'll be able to read the text, the real text, intact, instead of changing. They, Nichol and Meima, Leila Moite, they, the Akhima Habe Mechale, Akat Koshere, Mayi, Yom Rabich, and the Mishko Aget, Afachre, and the Pese, Mishu Yidei Brere, Afakish, and the Barra, and the Bor, Kishayimea, Eze, Sheerze, Adamish, Be, in other words, because the Mishnah mentions certain halachas. Suppose the Baal tells this, the Sefer, he has two wives, and both wives have the same name. They have the same name. And he tells the Sefer, and he decided to divorce one of his wives, but he did not make up his mind. It doesn't make any difference to him. He decided to divorce one wife. He did not make up his mind which one he's going to divorce. So he tells the Sefer, same getter in Shtik, Mishpein Noshai, and Reize Shearze, or Reize Shetetzi the Pesach Tchilo. Whoever, they have the same names, so there's no problem in the text of the get. It's the same names. But I'll divorce whichever wife comes out through the door first. So then, it's not a good get, because there is a Chisson Mishpein. Now that also involves the Shai of Greta, because a get has to be written Mishmo, so it has to be written for the particular woman who is being divorced. Now, but if the husband tells the Sefer, I didn't make up my mind which one of my wives I'm